So I just want to greet every single person who's joined us through television, through the web. Thanks so much for taking time out of your day to be with us. Why don't we clap our hands for all those who have joined us with us. We're going to be sharing for 2 weeks on total trust in a total God. Total trust in a total God. What does trust mean to you? What does the word trust mean? The word trust means 100%. It means entirely. It means, you know, completely, total trust, completely trust, entirely trust, 100% I'm going to trust in God, total trust in a total God, total trust in a total God. You know, there are a lot of things that make claims to be total. There are different things that say that they're the total package. We grab some of the items that talk about, you know, total. This is Colgate total. This is advanced whitening toothpaste. It's total toothpaste. It's entire. It's 100%. It's absolute toothpaste. And here's some of the things it talks about being talking about total trust. This is total. Removes and prevents stains, prevents cavities, gingivitis, prevents plaque, fights tartar buildup, even fights bad breath, whitens teeth, and even fights foot and mouth disease. It's when you put your foot in your mouth when you're talking and kind of helps you. Thank you. You're a slow group today. I can tell that. This is total toothpaste. I mean, it'll take care of everything. I like this. Total. This is Maalox. How many know sometimes you got a Maalox moment? So everybody has teenagers. Amen. Maalox moment for teenagers. Total relief. Total relief. And so it brings total relief from heartburn, indigestion, pressure, bloating, nausea, and some other things that happen. This is total Tide laundry detergent. This is amazing. Get with it. I mean, these are all great products. But total care in your life. Here's what it says: keeps clothes clean, colors bright, stain fighting. It will help keep your clothes in good shape. Keep the shape of your clothes. It'll even keep your clothes brand new. You can wear your clothes 100 times, wash it in this, take it back to the store. Take on back to the store. Go on back to the store with it. It's total care. It's amazing. Love this stuff. Total cereal. Come on. How many knows when they have the ingredients on the back right here? When they're ingredients that you have no idea what they mean, it's good cereal. Because the cereal you like has one other ingredient. It's sugar. That, you know, there's two. So this is total 100% serious. So a lot of things make the claim for total, entire, absolute, 100%. There's one you couldn't forget, and this is the total gym. Come on. How many knows you got to bring Chuck Norris into the message? I mean, you got to have Chuck Norris into the message. So Chuck, my man Chucky. Chuck wants you to get in shape. So there's the total gym. This is what Chuck says. It's his, my lean, mean workout machine. Because Chuck Norris is an action star and a martial artist. So it's a total gym. That's all you need to get in shape. You eat whatever you want. You do whatever you want. You just need this total gym. And you're going to be a lean, mean workout machine. So it's just a great. There are a lot of things that claim to be total. What does total mean to you? What does total mean to you? Total, entirely. 100%, absolute, total trust in a total God. What does that mean? How does that apply to our life? How do we walk that out? Total trust in a total God. Several weeks ago, I was riding down the road and had to go somewhere. So as I ride, I was thinking and I was able to enter into a conversation with someone that I enjoy having a conversation with, one of my favorite people other than my family to talk to, and I was talking to myself. I enjoy talking to Dina. Me, myself, and I were having a conversation. How many in here you talk to yourself? So I'm just riding down the road, so I'm talking to myself about life, about future, about some things that I'm working through, about decisions, about leadership thoughts, our church this year, the changes that we're making, doing everything we can to reach more people, hearing the stories of what people go through. You know, every day I get an opportunity when I'm able to look at it, and it's about every other day is when I actually read the prayer requests that come online. You talk about needs. Every other prayer request, life-threatening, homes falling apart, cancer, leukemia. My 9-year-old has been diagnosed with this. My husband, who's 42, is walking through this. Our neighbor just found this out. We just discovered this about our son. Our daughter just went through this. It's just over and over again. And just looking at the needs of reaching people, praying for people, walking through things with people. So I'm thinking about all these things, and I begin to have a conversation with myself about life. You know what I noticed? How easy it is that when you talk to yourself, how easy it is for the uninvited guest of negative doubt and unbelief to join in. I don't know what it is about talking to yourself that almost like calls forth a conversation with negative and doubt and unbelief. You just, before you know it, worry has pulled up a chair and is now talking with me, myself, and I. You know, doubt, unbelief. And as I saw myself in this driving down the road, at mile after mile, these uninvited guests were riding with me, trying to enter into my future, enter into my faith, enter into my belief. Because it's one thing to say something, but how many knows what's more important than what you say is your belief system? See, the enemy wants to get in your belief system. You say one thing, but if you believe something else, it's your belief that makes the difference, not your words. And I could sense that was happening. So later on, I just started thinking, why did that happen? You know the picture I saw? A decision that we have all the time, an intersection that we go to, a trust crossroad that you and I deal with daily. We come to an intersection and we've got a couple of choices. The first one is to do nothing. We can live our life the same old way. Same old patterns, same old hangups, same old issue, turning out the same old way. Year after year, we stay put in who we are. We can choose to do that about life. Or we can take a right. You know, I saw a right was kind of no trust avenue. We can choose to live a life of no trust. I'm not trusting anybody. Everybody lies. I'm going to live a life of distrust, no trust. I'm not going to trust nobody, my family, my wife, my future. I'm not trusting. We can do that. Or we can go another direction, which I kind of saw as I was pitching it straight ahead. And that's called partial trust. You can live a life of partial trust. Every day we're at an intersection. Stay put, no trust, partial trust. Here's the thing I've discovered about partial trust and no trust. They end up the same place. They eventually join. Or you can take another one. You know what that hard left is? That hard left, sometimes it's through mountains and valleys. And sometimes it's a little windy. Sometimes it's a little bumpy. That's called total trust. Every day you and I have a decision. To either live a life stuck. A life of no trust. A life of partial trust. Or a life of total trust. God's will for you and I is a life of total trust. Total trust. Because guess what? He's a total God. He's enough for you and what's happening in your life. I believe 2010 is a year of total trust. I believe you're going to have to trust God for your marriage. You may not see it right now, but you never know. I believe you're going to have to trust God for your kids. I believe some of you are going to have to trust God for your business, for your resources. We talk about giving. We talk about generosity. Some of you have a heart to be a blessing. Some of you have a heart. You want to make a difference with your resources. It may take some trust in those decisions for your children, for your grandchildren, for your future, for your dream, for the things that are in your heart to keep believing, to keep fighting the good fight. A life of total trust. You know, the Bible is full of images and pictures and moments and truths about trust. I just pulled out a few. I want to read you some truths about trust that I believe can be a blessing into your life as we talk for a few minutes about total trust and a total God. What does it look like? What does it mean, you know, to live a life of total trust? How can I totally trust God? How can I totally trust God even though things around me look a little doubtful? What does that look like? Well, we turn to God's Word. We turn to God's Word. Here's what the Word says, Psalms chapter 9, verse 10. All these are four great promises. Those who know your name will trust in you. Those who know your name will trust in you. For you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you. Those who know your name will trust in you. See, it's one thing to know his name. It's another thing to trust in his name. Can I have a good amen? We may know his name, but the question is, do you trust in his name? Are you relying on his name? Are you putting faith in his name? God wants you to trust him. Here's another scripture, Psalms 56, verse 3. When I am afraid, I will trust in you. When I am afraid, I will trust in you. I don't like rides, going to a music park doing rides. I need Maylocks. I just don't do good on rides. But this past week, we had a cheer competition, and I'm not crazy about cheerleading. I'm crazy about my daughter. And so I enjoy cheer because I enjoy my daughter. But I've become a cheer dad. So I went to a cheer competition in Disney World. About 15,000 cheerleaders. It's crazy. They cheer everywhere. They cheer in the elevator. They cheer in the hallway. They cheer in line, and it's a small world. They cheer everywhere. And I just loved it. Went with some friends. We had a great time and cheering everywhere. And you know, I'm big cheer dad. I'm full on now. I mean, I know. I understand. I have a degree in cheerology. I know about stunts and all the flips and I know how they do the dances. And you know what's interesting? I noticed something. All the music about sounds the same. Even though you're from Kentucky, or you're from New Mexico, or you're from Chalmette, from the nation of Chalmation. I mean, everybody kind of, you know, every song had that song in it. And I just learned what the name of it, Cupid Shuffle. I can do the Cupid Shuffle. Don't make me do the Cupid Shuffle right now. Down, down, do you know? But when I went to this cheer competition, I was challenged to ride some rides. I was challenged. Mark Hollingsworth, come on, Hollingsworth, Richards, Ford, and Mazda, he called me out. How many knows when you're Italian, you're 45 years old, another brother call you out, you got to step up. He called me out to ride some roller coasters. I stepped up to the occasion. I got in that roller coaster. I was terrified. I don't like roller coasters. I was terrified. I mean, I was so afraid on one of them called a rockin' roller coaster. And what's so bad is you're riding with it with Aerosmith screaming at you the whole time. So you're thinking, this is like hell. And the first time I rode it, I was called out. I mean, I'm trying to ride these rides, and, you know, just, it was amazing. Mark was riding, and Mitch, they were all into, oh, my God. I'm trying to say, I was terrified. The Bible says, when I am afraid, I will trust in you. What are you scared of right now? What are you scared of in 2010? What scares you about this year? Trust can overcome it. Proverbs 16, verse 20. Whoever gives heed to instruction prospers. It's the word of God. And blessed is he who trusts in the Lord. Blessed is he who trusts in the Lord. When you decide that I'm going to totally trust in God, I'm here to tell you that is the blessed life. That is the blessed life. Do you know you've been blessed to be a blessing? When you came in today, you received a Kingdom Builder commitment card. You know what that's all about? It's about sharing your blessings. And when you look around the world and you look at what's happening in the world, even for many of you here that say, Dino, this is a challenging year, you know in your heart you've been blessed. When you look at the needs. How many knows there's always somebody who's got it worse than you? You can be blessed. Don't focus on what you don't have. You focus on what you have. Enemy will want you to talk about, will want you to focus on what you don't have all the time. But we're wiser than that. We don't think about what we don't have. We look at what we do have, and we are blessed. And there's a responsibility with blessing. You know what it is? It's to share the blessings. We do that through our tithe. Kingdom Builders is about over and above. So there's a trust that says, I'm going to be an over and above giver. A lot of you do that through missions. A lot of you do that through different ways. We do that as a church. Our tithe is how we do church. Our offerings is how we build a facility. We're building a new facility. We could have said, nah, we're not going to build that right now. We're going to hold up on that. Because we got a seat. Why do we worry? What do? We decided to trust God. And you know what? We believe God is going to bless our church. We believe God's going to bless us with reaching more people. Because we decided to trust Him. That's been a big mountain. It's been a big challenge. This year will be a big challenge. But we're going to trust Him. Because we know that trusting God is the way of a blessed life. And then the last scripture, and many of you know this scripture. Some of you built your life on this scripture. It's a preachable scripture right here. You build your life on this scripture. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. Boy, that's one to get a hold of. That's one to lock onto right there. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6 is an anchor. I mean, it can be an anchor for your soul. It says this, trust in the Lord with all your heart. That's a picture of total trust in a total God. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. And guess what He'll do? He will make your path straight. He will direct your path. We need direction today. We need direction because there are things that happen that are unexpected. There are things that go on that affect us that are unpredictable. And we need direction in our life. How do we have direction when things are coming at us in different ways? The way we have direction is we trust God in all of our ways. We're going to trust You. Total trust in a total God. What does trust look like, Dino? What does it mean? I want to trust God. I don't want to live a life of doubt. I don't want to give an example of unbelief to my children. I don't want to leave a legacy of negative, can't do, never going to change. It's always going to be that way. That's not what I want to pass down to the next generation. I want to pass down faith and boldness and confidence in God Almighty. I got to trust God. I got to live a life that trusts God. As I was studying this word, trust, in the Hebrew, which is what the original text is that we read in the Old Testament, in the Psalms, it's written in Hebrew. So the word trust means something to us in our culture. But in the Hebrew, one of the pictures of trust, it's a cool picture. It's the picture of a strong horse. I mean, strong, big, stallion, powerful, could drag someone around, could throw someone, could stomp on someone, could totally control. But it's a picture of a strong horse who is in a barn, and the barn is on fire. And there's an instinct in that horse to kick and to run and to be out of control. And knowing that it would be out of control and it would hurt itself, if you just let loose the horse in a burning barn, 9 out of 10 times that horse is going to kill itself because it's going to run in the wrong direction. The fire and the flame is going to cause it to spook and to react in panic. But here's what it does. I want you to see this. Here's what it does. It yields itself to a master who at that moment is smaller. It yields itself. And that master comes over and puts a blindfold on it. Wraps a towel around its eyes so it can't see the flames. It can't see the fire. And that master, even though that horse feels the heat, and that horse feels even maybe its hair and its mane, its tail singeing from the fire, it yields itself. And there's an instinctiveness to bolt and run. It yields itself to the leading of its master. That is a picture of trust. Thank you very much. I got me a woo. Is it what it is? That's our life. Things are uncertain. Our marriage. Oh, man, there's flames. Our business. Our resources. Looking at our children. Lord, have mercy. Are they ever going to get it? And we walk through these things. And there's an instinctiveness to kick, to run. A lot of times we want to run away from God. A lot of times we want to run away from the house of God. We want to run away from the things that we know. Because one of the things about trust is how do you manage your panic? Let me ask you, how do you manage your panic? Because all of us have got to learn how to manage panic. We can have blind trust. So we get the word blind trust from that illustration. We can trust God. How do you manage your panic? Do we drink it away? Is it the casino? Is it pornography? Is it spending? Is it eating? How do you manage your panic? Because everybody manages their panic some way. Anger, offense, depression. How do you manage your panic? God says, trust me. Trust me. Trust me. Let me lead you through life. Trust me. Don't run from me. Run to me. Amen. Y'all enjoy that Saints game? Oh, man. We needed it as a state. 661 games, 377 losses, 40-something years of football. And we put it on them. I've traveled a little bit since the game. And you run into people, everybody who are who dads now. I was in L.A. They're like, what's up, man? Dude, who dad? What's up? I was in Dallas. How you doing, brother? Who they? I don't think you're from Kenner. Everybody's a who dat now. I mean, it's just, wow. I love that game. We had some friends over. Just had a great time going crazy. You know, it was a great game. Just, you watch it. Oh, I get a little nervous during a game. I get, oh, man, look. I got to walk out the room. It got into the fourth quarter. We were up, but then you had a little time left on the clock. Gave the ball back to Peyton Manning. I'm like, oh, man, Peyton Manning, he got the ball. He's a four-quarter man. They're going to score a touchdown. Kick a field goal to overtime. We could be the who-nots. I mean, just, oh, Lord. Oh, I couldn't hardly go outside. We had a little television outside. I was watching it by myself because I couldn't watch it with everybody else. Dylan's praying like for real, like a real prayer. Me and Mitch were watching. She's just praying like a real live prayer. Like, oh, Lord, have mercy, Lord. Just be with them in their football uniforms. Just have mercy on them, Lord. And it's like, she's really praying. The kids are like, Mom, maybe somebody's praying for Peyton Manning. And I don't want to hear that. I can pray better, Lord. Lord, I'm from the South. God is a Southerner. I'm watching, man. I'm getting so nervous. I mean, he's got the football. They're driving down the field. I'm eating sausage like crazy. Sausage is a calming food. Sausage will calm you down. That's how I deal with my nerves. I eat sausage. And so I'm eating sausage. Oh, Lord. And then all of a sudden, about 3:30 in the fourth quarter, three minutes and 30 seconds left, Peyton Manning drops back. Throws an interception to Tracy Porter. 3:24. It's at 3 minutes and 24 seconds. Ah! Ah! The Lynn's like, Lord, I got blessed. She got all blessed. The Lynn's getting blessed. I'm like, ah! Ah! High fiving. You just want to call somebody from Indiana. Your mama! Your mama! Peyton who? Loved it. Watched the whole game. Incredible. Now, let me ask you something. When the game was over, if I came to your house, all of a sudden you putting everybody down. Ooh, man, it was a good game. Who's that door? 11:30. I come to Todd Candy's house. Hey, Todd, what you doing? The game's on again. Let's watch it again. Me and you. You'd be like, oh, you mean Todd's a nice guy. I mean, he serves shrimp. He's all into it. And so he'd say, well, yeah, come on in. Dino's here. Lord have mercy. What's he doing? It's 11:30 at night. And so if I watched it with you, Todd, and we watched the replay together. Now, we've already seen the game. We're watching the replay. We've already seen the outcome of the game. We know what's going to happen. If it got to 4 minutes, 5 minutes in the fourth quarter, and I stood up, oh! Peyton's got the ball. Give me some sausage. You'd be like, Dino, it's a replay. If I was all nervous, you know, punching the pillow, walking outside in your backyard, just walking around your house. Oh, God. Oh. Dino, we've seen the outcome. Why are you acting that way? Why are you panicking? Why are you nervous? Why are you going crazy? Why are you sweating it? We know the outcome. My friend, that is a picture of trust. That's the picture of trust. That's biblical trust. We have seen this game. We have played this game. We know the outcome. We don't know all the plays. We don't know how it's all going to be rolled out. But I'm going to tell you right now, the game has been decided. The game has been decided for your life. It has been decided over your children. It has been decided over your marriage. It has been if you're a giver, a tither, an over and above giver, your finances have been decided. Trust God with them. It has been decided. I wrote this down, and I think this kind of sums it up. And this is my one little point for total trust in a total God. Trust in God is this. It is calm when the way of the outcome is still yet to be determined, but it has been decided. That's trust in God. You can be calm. If you watch the replay of the game right now, you probably talk through all that. You just watch it, man. That was good. Yeah, check this play out right now. Look at it. Oh, man, it's amazing. Whew. All right. You would be calm. You would be at peace. Because you know that the game was decided already. In our life, not everything is yet to be determined, but it has been decided. We don't know all the plays and all how things are going to turn out, but we do know at the end, greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. We don't know how it's going to be determined yet, but no weapon formed against me will prosper. We don't know how it's going to be determined, but I believe that by your stripes, I am healed. Amen. I want to encourage you today. Listen to me. I want to encourage you today. Total trust in a total God. Total trust in a total God. You'll be at that intersection. You may not be there tomorrow. You may be there in April. You may have been there in November. Total trust in a total. Trust God for your life. Trust God. Trust God. Two things I want you to do before we leave today. Just two action points. The first one is I want you to take home the Kingdom Builder Commitment Card. And I want you to make this a matter of prayer. I want you to pray about it. I want you to pray about your part in impacting eternity. It's a move-in year for us, and a new facility to reach a whole lot more people. Just think about that. It'll reach a whole lot of people together. It's been a long journey. It's been a long journey. You've been faithful. This year as we move in, some of those costs of move in, just like if you move into a new house, all of a sudden you realize there's a few new costs. Those are some of the things that we're doing. They're very significant. And I want you to pray for the next 10 months an over and above commitment, because this year is a significant year as we move in, as we move forward. We have immediate needs right now. We have daily needs right now to be able to get in that facility. And so I want you to pray, because at the end of the day, it's about taking our resources. That's what giving to God's kingdom is. You take your resources and you put them in circulation for souls. That's how kingdom giving works. You take your resources and you circulate them into the kingdom for souls. That's what we do. We trade our way for His way. We trust God. So I want you to take that home. I want you to pray about it. Next week we're going to turn it in. Here's the second thing I want you to do. So I want you to answer this question as we close. Here's the question I want you to answer. What do you trust most in your life right now? What are you trusting the most right now? For real. What are you trusting in the most right now in your life? What's your answer to that? Real deal. Not talk. Not, it's, hey, Pastor, I'm going to meet with you, and I got to look just clean, and I'm good. I'm talking about the real you. that other you, what are you trusting in the most? Is it total trust in a total God? What are you trusting in? What are you trusting in? You can answer it. You can think that. Just take a moment in your own mind, your own heart. Just think, wow, what am I trusting in? I wonder what I'm trusting in. I wonder if I'm trusting in myself too much. Man, I'm trusting in that other person to make me happy. I'm trusting in, you know, some save the day economy moment. Another decision somebody else is going to make, going to pull me out. You're trusting in others? What are you trusting in right now for your life? The most. The most. I would encourage you today, decide to put total trust in your total God. Because He loves you and He loves to be trusted. He loves to be trusted. I think it's one of the favorite things God enjoys is when someone decides to trust Him. Not just know about Him, but trust Him. Amen.